Okay, so my name is Tim Jones and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project in Trafalgar Square, London. It's the 30th of September 2009 and the time is 20 past 10 in the morning. Can you please tell me your name, your age and where you come from?
Yep, my name's Suzanne Harding. I'm 29 years old and from Bedford.
Thank you. When was it you found out first about the One Another Project?
Oh, a good 2 months ago, I would say. Yep.
What was it that inspired you to put your name
forward? I love Anthony Gormley's work. I think he's pretty amazing. And just saw on the I think it was the BBC website about getting involved and thought I'd apply.
And how did you feel when you received the email to say that you'd been allocated a slot?
I was surprised. I was a bit taken aback because I thought, actually, do I want to do this now? I've been selected, thinking that I never would. But I was pretty happy.
What have you decided to do for the duration of the hour?
I'm going to try and highlight some issues around overfishing in the world seas, especially the bluefin tuna, which is incredibly endangered. And there are lots of restaurants in London and around the world that are still serving bluefin, which I think is highly unethical. So that's the plan, to just try and highlight some issues. I've got two giant tuna fish on sticks with some slogans on, so hopefully that will catch some people's attention.
And can you expand a little bit on the theme, but also kind of why that's important to you, why you've chosen that?
Yeah, I'm a bit of an activist. I'm into conservation and I feel it highly important. By about 2048, if we don't do something about overfishing now, we're going to have no fish whatsoever to eat. So fish will be completely off the menu. The idea is to just raise people's awareness, really, so they can make ethical choices about the fish that they choose to eat. And it's not about stopping fishing altogether, because that's obviously not realistic. It's about sustainable fishing.
So how did you get into activism?
It's just always been a passion of mine, really, and joined Greenpeace a long, long time ago, and support many other conservation charities around the world, really. Just I'm deeply passionate about it and I think it's in my blood, to be honest. Yeah.
so what other stuff do you get up to with your time?
I'm a big Peterborough United football fan, season ticket holder, which is probably a bit sadistic, really, knowing how bad they are most of the time. Love music, go to a lot of gigs. And that's basically how I spend my time, and socialising with my mates.
What gigs have you been to? Have you got any stories of gigs that you've been to, most significant moments?
My most significant moment was probably in Australia when I went to see Pearl Jam in Sydney, sort of tied it into a holiday, and I managed to meet the lead guitarist, Mike McCready, on Bondi Beach. So that was definitely a moment that I will treasure forever. I've also managed to shake hands with the lead singer, Eddie Vedder, at a gig in Croatia. So I've sort of been around the world to see them, really, and love them. Some people may think it's a bit sad, but no, I absolutely adore them all. So, yeah.
And what stories have you got from travelling around there? You say you've been to Croatia, you've been to Australia,
yeah.
Where else have you been?
I've been lots of places. I've been to Hong Kong and just travelled quite a lot, really, not just for music, but love travelling as well. So yeah, been to lots of places. There are many stories. No, I don't think I can go into too much detail.
Great. So a little bit of background about you then. So what is it you do for a living?
I'm actually a civil servant. I work for the Highways Agency as a recruitment manager. So I'm in HR, basically. Yeah, enjoy it. It's not exactly where I saw myself going. I always thought I would go the conservation route, but not that easy to get into and certainly not that well paid. So that's what I do. Yeah, quite simple.
And then what other stuff have you kind of like got up to? Have you got any stories about past jobs or plans or you know, kind of dreams of what you would ideally like?
Ideally I would be working for Greenpeace or one of the big conservation charities, helping, you know, for all the causes that they stand for, basically. So yeah, I definitely would love to do that at some point. And I'm just about to embark on a 3-year postgraduate degree in HR, so I'm not sure that's the right way to go, really, when I want to go into conservation, but that would definitely be where I would want to go.
Cool. So So what's that like then, just about to embark on a postgrad?
Yeah.
How are you feeling at the moment?
I'm feeling very nervous about it, because 3 years is a very long time in my eyes. It's probably not that long really, but yeah, it's quite daunting at the age of, well, nearly 30, taking on another, you know, 3-year degree, but yeah, it'll be worth it in the end, I'm sure, and skills are transferable, and it'll take me, hopefully, to other countries as well to work. The plan was to go to Australia and live, so hopefully one day I'll be able to do that. And with the degree, it'll certainly help.
Yeah. Why Australia?
I just fell in love with the place when I first went, really, and have been back several times and keep wanting to go back, but don't have the work visa, so I have to always come home again, which is a bit of a nightmare. But yeah, I just love the place. I think it's great. And also, they are so conscious of their environment, and, you know, they're actually... it's ingrained into them from a very, very young age to look after the planet, basically, and the world they live in, which is fantastic. It's completely different here. I feel that here we don't care if we litter the streets. I mean, London's a pretty filthy city, as are most cities and towns in this country, unfortunately. So I think we need a bit of that over here, I must admit.
And how about then, have you studied before?
No, I haven't done a degree, but because I've been working in HR for so long, it doesn't actually mean that I need one to go and do a postgrad and then a master's, so yeah.
Cool. So what would you say are the most important things to you at the moment and then in your life? Maybe you've mentioned some of them already.
Yeah, I definitely have mentioned them. I think most important things to me are my family, are conservation. I tend to prefer animals to people. They seem to do less damage. So yeah, they're definitely the two most important things to me.
And for the record, a little bit of insight into kind of your family background and friendship groups. Ooh. Who would you like to spend time with?
I have a very small group of friends that we're all very close, rather than a large group that I'm not really that chummy with. I'm very much a few friends sort of person, and yeah, just love them all. And
what do you like to do when you get together?
Oh, the odd glass of vino is always in order. Yeah, just enjoy socialising with them, really. My local town, Bedford, isn't particularly great for going out in, so we generally get round each other's houses and have girly nights, so that's really nice. Yeah.
Cool. So what plans, hopes, fears do you have for the future?
Oh, gosh, that's a question. Plans... are to do my degree, go to Australia, perhaps then look at getting a job in conservation over there. Yeah, I don't like looking too far into the future. It's quite a scary prospect, so I like to keep things in the now. That's it, really.
And how about going back to the project? How is it to be one of 2,400 people that get to tread the plinth?
Yeah, it's very exciting. I think, especially for the cause, I think it really will help publicise the issues that I'm highlighting, so yeah, really pleased.
What are your thoughts, comments on the artistic concept?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really interesting. I think it's a fantastic way, and obviously it's something that's never been done before. I think it's really interesting looking at all the different types of people that go up there and actually what they want to do, and whether it be just sit there, like the guy at the moment about with his Newcastle, you know, shirt on. I just think it's great, and whether it doesn't matter what you do, I think, yeah, even if you just sit there, it's pretty good. People are different, and everybody does their own little thing, so yeah, really good.
And what are your comments and thoughts on the place, the space, Trafalgar Square?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. You couldn't get a better spot, really, for it, to be honest. It's an iconic landmark in London, so I think it's amazing, yeah. Definitely something to tell the grandchildren.
Cool. So how are you feeling then, half an hour before you go up onto the
thing? Yeah, good.
Things?
Quite excited. Yeah, excited. A bit nervous, but I think it'll be great. My parents will be there. It should be good. So yeah, excited.
And what are your plans for the rest of the day?
Ooh, perhaps have a wander around London, maybe do some shopping, try and fit some of that in. Yeah, that's it.
Great.
Then go home.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
I think that's about it, to be honest. Yeah.
Great. Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you.